You got to forgive me. I'm not very good at this. I'd rather be up picking and grinning in that septic hole than standing up here. But I'd like to share a few things. But I just want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to serve Him up there and serve the people up there. I just really have a heart for them. There are just so many people poor and hungry, and I just appreciate Him sending me there with Steve and everybody. I appreciate Steve, just your passion for the lost and the people up there, and just everybody, just for the lost, no matter where they are. But I just love the fellowship and the friendship there. Everybody, just how close we got, and just all the things we shared, and just how hard we worked. Brian, how he worked really hard on the land and then came back and cooked as he was really tired. And it was a good thing we had him, because of the, you saw the market there, that it, if one of us was cooking, we'd be sick. We wouldn't be able to do anything, because he just made sure everything was clean and cooked, and it just tasted really good. Even the goat cheese was good. So, and just with Keith, you know, all the preparation he made with the flights, everything went smooth. I was just a little bit worried about getting to where we needed to go, but boy, we just went in and just everything just went smooth. And thank you, Keith, for that. And Dean, his sense of humor, and you know, everybody, we were always laughing and just seemed like we were having a pretty good time. It just he had a good sense of humor and just worked hard also. And then the service really impacted me. Steve and David out there on the porch, you know, singing, and just it was just amazing. I was so proud of them, and it was probably the neatest service I've ever been to. It was just amazing. I wish all of you could have been there. And I just appreciate all your prayers and you guys supporting us back here. Wish you all could have been up there to see what we saw. And it was just really heart-wrenching, but yet the little bit that we could help the people just meant a lot to me. So, and I just really believe in the firm foundations, what Steve teaches. It's just that's what brought me to know the Lord, was that, and Steve and all you guys praying for me. And it just means a lot to me. I just think the firm foundation is really a good way to share the gospel with people. And so I appreciate that. So, there were a lot of things that didn't go right, like with the backhoe. But that was okay. I think that was God's plan. He's sovereign and He's in control of everything. And I think it just meant that we were able to spend more time with the kids. And it just worked out perfect. When you look at it, like, oh man, we don't get a backhoe, the flat tire and that, but it worked out just the way He wanted it to. So we just have to trust Him and put our hope in Him always. And so, I'd just like to share a couple of verses that came to mind while I was there. The first one is Proverbs 14:31. And it just kind of makes me think of that area and just the government there and some of the people. But it's Proverbs 14:31. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. And I just think that we really honored God being there. And I hope we glorified Him and honored Him the way He wanted us to. So I was just glad to be a part of that. So that's all I have. And then Dean, he sent a letter here for me to read for him, so I hope I do a good job. Hello to everyone at SJCC from the Severinsons. We miss all of you very much, especially having served with the members in Peru. I have an incredible need to share the experiences with everyone there. While working out, I had thought of writing a letter to the congregation with my experience on paper as my personal testimony. Lo and behold, upon returning home, I received a phone call from Steve asking that very thing. Just another example of the way the Lord has provided on this trip. Upon reflection, I can honestly say I don't know how full-time mission workers like Jim and Tony do it, other than where but by His grace go I. I drew so much strength from my brothers there and grew in faith because of them. I understand the impact the Lord has on people more now than ever. I see the flaws in my brothers, and I see God's work in those areas as well as my own. And in no other place that I know do you see that transformation. It makes me love them all the more. Wanako had a far greater need than I had anticipated. The need of those people became much more personal than I was ready for. And in that need, I witnessed Christ's essence conveyed by my brother's work everywhere I went. I'm thankful for the images that are in my head now. My brother chopping and hacking at clay soil in the ground with a strong swing. But at lunch, those same hands giving a portion of their meal to an hungry puppy. Each brother took his turn holding an attention-starved Hootie who had blisters on her toes from no socks and oversized shoes. I know my brothers worry, as I do, about Hootie's future. Her mother indicated she wanted to return to the abusive home she had fled. I saw my brothers fulfill prayer requests of a mission worker who has awaited someone's arrival to unite the potential leaders of a church with their teaching. These brothers struggled in the evening with the cultural differences that conflicted with the necessary accountability for each member as pastor or elder. I witnessed God's word being spoken on a farmhouse porch with livestock odor in the air. The residing family had received death threats for their Christian faith, yet God's word was resonating on that porch despite. Another impacting image that comes to mind was on the mountain tour. My brother spent the whole afternoon with the two 16-year-old girls at the front of the truck. He spoke to them in Spanish, but it was the love and energy he conveyed that impacted these two girls. On each stop, he set them out on another venture, climbing a rock, dipping toes into water, playing Uno cards, and running races. You could see these one-time abused girls open up to the joy of experiencing and sharing these little adventures or just pausing and witnessing God's natural creations. They deserve to smile, and my brother brought them many that afternoon. Many other images come to mind. Brothers gave money to a 14-year-old for the three-hour bus ride to who knows where because the family couldn't support them. They did so without wanting anyone to know. Another brother gave money for a volleyball and pump anonymously, but I witnessed both. It was how these brothers gave. There's so many images that have come back with me to my home. These first 2 days back felt like I'm home, yet still in Peru. We all were impacted, as was evident at one night's prayer session. We were all cut deeply by what we had seen. Because of the great amount of need we saw, I feel that the images in my head, the tears shed in prayer, the feeling of the Holy Spirit and the essence of Christ in the labor of my brothers, none of this means a thing if it doesn't impact us at home. I've set several goals, but I'm also doing something I learned to better hone in Peru, listening for God's voice in my life. Work hard, but listen to what He would have you do. I hope to focus on my duties as a father and husband, as it is in head of the household per John Piper, and to maintain the peace I have inside, realizing through Thanksgiving how very much we have been blessed. I hope to do the necessary tasks that will help the orphans that have captured my heart, and to pray that we can continue to impact the mission in Wanako. And put down here, I think we all want to come up and put our hands in, Steve and Keith and Brian, David.
Dean's instructions here.
Yeah, his instructions. I love you guys.
I love you.
Break. Thank you.